3-2. Defensive swing, poked into right field. Soto's not going to get there. Mookie Betts finds a way to bring in Tommy Edman. And the Dodgers lead 3-0.
Mookie Betts with an RBI single. Freddie Freeman with a dinger. Yankees on the brink. They trail in the series 3-0. Game 4 is tonight at 8 o'clock in the Bronx. I don't know. I think this is over tonight. The Dodgers just seem like a wagon. The Yankees and Aaron Judge, he's completely disappeared at the worst possible time, which is, for a guy like him, I got to say, not the type of thing you want attached to your resume. I mean, he's a great player, obviously. MVP, home run leader, all that stuff. He's been a huge boost for that Yankee team and a big reason why they're have been as successful as they are. But to completely disappear like this in the World Series is a bad look for him, for sure. And the Dodgers just seem like they're not going to be stopped. I don't know. I mean, anything can happen, I guess. Obviously, you're down 3-0 in the series. L.A. could take it easy. They could assume that they have it wrapped up and the Yankees steal a game or two, maybe. But I think that they needed to win that game last night in a big way. Verdugo hit that home run in the ninth inning. I thought maybe they had a chance, and that was it. That was the series. I think that was the series last night. I would have liked the series to be a little bit better. I would have liked it to go on a little bit longer, considering how good these playoffs have been. These have been great baseball playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Until the World Series started, and now it's just that.
Well,
okay.
Friday night was awesome.
Friday night was good.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of petering out after that. Hasn't lived up to the hype of that first game. And the Dodgers don't have a starting pitcher for tonight. Is that accurate?
No bullpen game for the
Dodgers.
Yeah,
it's going to be Brazier, right? Brazier getting the start. This has happened a few times, and he's been good. They win these games. They won against the Padres with a bullpen game.
Now, I don't even care how it plays out. It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So the Dodgers, who we want like the Red Sox to be like and go pursue that and spend money and be aggressive in this world of baseball, in a series where people are toting like $3 billion worth of contracts and everything, the team that could clinch the sweep is going with a bullpen game.
Yep.
They have to give me something to hate. They can't just make me happy with like the totality of the experience. It's a bullpen game in the World Series between the Dodgers and the Yankees. That doesn't bother you?
It bothers me a little bit. I think that the Dodgers set up their rotation in a way that they didn't expect this to have to happen here at this time of the year. They had enough starters going into the season. But, yeah, I mean, listen.
It's like I'm getting a filet mignon on a paper plate, and you're like, hey, just enjoy it.
It's the way it goes. I mean, this isn't some new thing.
I don't have to like it.
Bullpen games last year, Texas and Arizona, there's always bullpen games.
I don't have to like it.
No, I don't like it either. I'm just saying. I think this is just an accepted part of the game at
this
point.
Shohei.
That'd be cool.
Although his arm, which arm is it that's hurt?
His throwing arm?
Is it? No. The one he hurt at second base sliding.
Oh, no, that was the other one. Yes, yeah. That he just got back on the field for. Yeah, I think that was the other arm.
So pitch him.
But either way.
Now, you want to entertain me with a sweep. That's how you do it. Even if it's a bullpen game, even if he only pitches one inning, you can entertain me by having Shohei pitch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Brazier.
I don't even know for sure that it's going to be Brazier. It says undecided. But generally, I feel like when they've had
had
their game, Brazier comes out there and starts. So either way, for the Yankees, I'd say it's been a good season. It's going to be a tough ending for them, though, having them come up short here. And as we mentioned before,
is Brazier even on their roster right now?
Is he not? I don't know. I haven't seen much of him, I guess, but it didn't occur to me.
Some
that he wouldn't
ESPN
be up there.
Depth chart does not list him on the pitching staff.
Oh, well, never mind. Then I guess it won't be him. It'll be somebody else. But, yeah, I thought he was the guy that they've been going with. Maybe he's not on their World Series roster.
He is on this. Typical ESPN. I can't trust you. He's on the other one.
Lying ESPN.
Fake news.
Failing ESPN. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, any other thoughts on the Yankees and the verge of getting swept here?
They made me laugh last night with the – so Stanton got sent when he was, like, not to third yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really a guy you should send.
Someone showed a video of Tony Soprano running through the woods, you know, when the FBI raided Johnny Sack's house, and he's running through the woods to get back to his house, and they're like, this is what Stanton looks like running home.
That's where I was going. Not the Soprano one. There were a bunch of those on Twitter last night. Yeah. One of them was one of those, what are those called? Easter Island or whatever, those big rock heads thing?
Yes.
And they're moving it with ropes, and they're, like, wobbling it left and right, and it made me laugh out loud. I bet you Yankees fans, those cynical Yankees fans we're talking about, were probably in a way eating that up. Like, I'm sure that gave them a weird negative energy to see them send him and him be the guy in that situation and everything that goes into it. But you were talking about Judge earlier. I feel like we've gone through this, though, with all these guys at various points. Like, Mookie Betts has had his ups and downs.
In the playoffs, definitely. Right? Oh, like, yeah, he was not a good playoff
player.
These
MVP, I think there was, wasn't he 0 for 22 earlier this postseason, and then he hit a home run to get out of it.
I think that sounds right. I don't know if that's
somewhere
exactly
in there,
but it sounds like it, yeah.
Loose, work with me here.
Yep.
It's like an Aaron Hernandez doc. It's loosely based on the facts of the real world. No, I just wish, because that I happened to be at a bar watching Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and when I watched that game, there was part of me that was like, oh my God, are we going to get one of those classic World Series, like the history books are going to be talking about this for years after that first game, and then... Unfortunately, it hasn't lived up to that start.
Mookie Betts in the playoffs this year, in all of the playoffs, is hitting .291 with a .976 OPS. So I guess this year he's been good. He's gotten hits in all the series. So yeah, I don't think he had a big cold stretch in these playoffs, but maybe in the last year. And I certainly remember in the first couple years with the Red Sox, when they were in the playoffs, he didn't do anything. His MVP year, even in 2018, he didn't do a whole lot in that World Series run, which, again, they didn't need him to, and that's fine, and they don't get there without him and whatever. But, yeah, that's something that's changed for him. There's players through history. Peyton Manning's another one. Peyton Manning was a choker, the definition of a choker, until he wasn't. Same with A-Rod.
Yep.
You know, there's guys that's just their reputation, and then they shake it, but you don't always get back there to shake it is the problem. You don't always get that chance. Sometimes you just get stuck as the choker. Now, I think for someone like Aaron Judge, he's such a big star, he'll probably end up, if he doesn't stay with the Yankees, he'll end up back on a team in a big market that spends a lot of money and that is going to be back in the playoffs or maybe the World Series at some point soon. I think he's that type of guy.
Oh, he'll be back with the Yankees.
I think he'll be back with the Yankees. But even if not, I think he'll go somewhere and sign with someone who's a contender and he'll make them better and then they'll be, World Series contention. I think he has that kind of impact. But man, this has been a brutal, brutal series for him. He strikes out every single at bat.
This leads me to the comment I made off the air in this whole, what is that, Schadenfreude? Is that Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude, yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know if this fits. It might be irony like Alanis Morissette says. I'm not really sure. But this whole idea that everybody was so happy that the Yankees are losing and the Jets are losing, and it's like, shouldn't you take, don't you want to get back to where the joy is victory? The joy is in others losing. It's kind of Loserville mentality, if you ask me.
Ah, mm-hmm. Spoiler. That was the Patriots Super Bowl on Sunday. They got that win.
That's what people used to say when they would beat us.
Is that not true, though?
Right.
It was definitely their Super Bowl.
No, it's true. It's also sad.
It is.
There's a sadness to it. Like, I don't want to root against the Yankees in the World Series. I want to root for the Red Sox in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to root against the Jets and just be like thankful they suck so bad and don't know how to use timeouts and don't know how 2-point plays work. I don't want that. I want to root for the Patriots to be good enough. And that was the short little span there that I had with Drake May.
Right.
Like, oh, he can make plays. Oh, he can do things that are fun and productive and entertaining. I don't want to wait for others to lose. It's like the Celtics. At least the Celtics are giving us the whole, we're the best damn team. We're going to stomp you. When are they going to lose? Which record are they going to break? Are they going to go undefeated at home? All of these things. I don't care for this. It's why 28-3 always bothered me. Like, you're celebrating another team's gagging as much as you are your comeback.
Well, yeah, because it was the best comeback ever. I mean,
it was the biggest gag job ever.
Sure, but
you
it
can
was still
flip that.
Fine, but
you can
still
spin zone that.
But you won, so yeah, you're allowed to celebrate both
gaggers
of that. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I celebrate true greatness. True.
That
greatness.
Wasn't a great comeback?
No, like it was, but I still think there was a significant gag job factor to it.